Well, it's been on the back burner for the past couple of weeks, but the row over Doyle's speaking rights is likely to reignite when the House meets tomorrow. Opposition leaders have written to the Taoiseach seeking another meeting to resolve the standoff. To bring us up to date, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, this has been rumbling on for a couple of months now, so where does the row currently rest?
Well, the row really that has largely defined this, the 34th Dáil, is going to come to boiling point tomorrow afternoon, I think. That's when the government put it to a vote. Now, that is going to be fractious and it's going to be lead to fairly loud exchanges in the chamber. And I suppose it does seem to suggest that everything is now pointing to an opposition walkout. The proposal that is going before the House and the government have the majority to ensure it passes would mean that the group effectively led by Michael Lowry, along with government backbenchers, would get a new speaking slot on Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's about 8 minutes, three for the person asking the question and then three for the Taoiseach or Taoiseach in response, and there's 2 minutes then to wrap things up. Now, the government say that's not impinging on opposition time, and it is a new slot. But there is one issue there, that on Wednesdays you'll no longer have written questions to the Taoiseach. That's about a 45-minute slot of answers where there could be exchanges with both government and opposition TDs. So that bit would go. But the main line from government is that the opposition speaking time has not been taken at all.
If the government goes ahead and forces through the changes, what then?
Well, that's the question. I suppose there is something of a balancing act for opposition parties here as well, because there is a clear building public anger that this Dáil has done so little. It's just passed two pieces of legislation. A main component of the Oireachtas is, of course, the establishment of committees. That hasn't happened because of this speaking row, and that is delaying other legislation from progressing. So it's how far the opposition will push this one. I think they remain quite angry, and crucially too, they remain united. So I think you will see a protest that probably will continue. Already you see the withdrawal of the pairing arrangements. That means that ministers who are away in business don't get any cover from the opposition. So all government numbers have to be in the Dáil for Dáil votes, no matter what their reason for being away. It's issues like that, and I suppose pressure points like that, that the opposition are going to find to prolong their protest here.
Can we turn, Micheál, to this proposed call between Simon Harris and the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutton? Is that likely to happen?
There's no confirmation from the Taoiseach about that at the moment. That's what a spokesperson is saying. I think there is an expectation that it is going to happen. And of course, it is a crucial call. And just what can be done by the Taoiseach, who's also the Minister for Trade, to try and ameliorate the tone that's coming from Howard Lutnick? Because when you think of what President Trump had to say in that meeting with Micheál Martin, in comparison, his language was a lot softer, talking about fairness and the need for that when it came to the locating of pharmaceutical and IT firms. Here, Howard Lutnick taking a very much stronger line, talking and essentially branding Ireland a tax scam.
The Education Minister, Helen McEntee, was talking to Claire Byrne earlier, and she's warning schools that they will be compelled to open special classes. Now, this relates to an ongoing cause of controversy and indeed a cause of distress to many parents and children, the lack of school places for children with additional needs.
Yes, Helen McEntee making it very clear that those powers are there. They have been there since 2022, and both herself and the Minister of State, Michael Moynihan, are really making this a priority. I suppose the measure of it will be just how many places are there in September, because this is one of those problems that raises itself politically every September when there aren't simply enough places. Helen McEntee also saying that she wants to change how teachers are trained to ensure that every teacher has a placement in a special needs environment, and that would, she believes, change how they approach teaching people with extra needs, not just in special classes, but also in mainstream classrooms. Again, though, the test of this rhetoric and the test of these promises will be the delivery of places.
Micheál, thank you very much for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.